Snow and a little bit of rain will fall this weekend in the Midwest. Most of the precipitation will occur from Minnesota into Ohio and parts of Michigan and Indiana. These areas will pick up on some snow as well as a little bit of rain. Snow accumulations will run from a dusting upwards to 3 or 4 inches. On the southwest side of this region, we'll likely see a little bit of light rainfall, but the further west you go, the more insignificant the precipitation will become, and there will be many areas in the western Corn Belt and parts of the central and northern plains that will be precipitation-free. Today, the question was posed to me as to when it will start precipitating again in the western Corn Belt and portions of the central plains. The answer to that is going to be a little bit later, mostly in the spring season. We'll likely see a frequent occurrence of precipitation. These areas that have been drying down in recent weeks will continue doing so for a while, but we will eventually get back into a pattern that's much more active and will bring on precipitation to many of these areas that have been drying out recently. In the meantime, the storm system that occurred the past 2 days in the southern U.S. plains will continue to ease up and move off out of the region. A few lingering showers this morning in some of that southern plains region, but most of the precipitation today will be mostly confined to the southern and eastern parts of the U.S. Delta and the southeastern states. Back here in the Midwest, at least today and early tomorrow, we're not expecting much precipitation to occur. As we move on out towards the end of the weekend, early next week, of course, we have that snow event to deal with. And then after that, we'll probably experience at least a short-term bout of somewhat drier weather, but a reinforcing shot of precipitation will work its way across some of the areas as we move through the early to middle part of next week. Now, that follow-up disturbance is not likely to be very meaningful for the majority of the region. We will expect it to produce some light amounts of precipitation, but for the most part, it will be a rain and snow event that will follow somewhat similarly to that which occurs this weekend across portions of the northern and central Midwest. And as we get towards that event, we'll probably find temperatures a bit warmer ahead of it rather than cooler, and so we should see a little bit higher percentage of rainfall with that event rather than seeing as much snow as we're going to see here Saturday into Sunday. After that, another period of drier and warmer weather will likely evolve. There'll be a new shot of cool air coming into the Midwest, though in the middle to latter part of next week, that may bring on some precipitation and definitely colder temperatures. Will be warmer than usual until then. It looks like the highs across the region here for the next couple of days will bounce around a bit. The snow event this weekend will hold temperatures back. We'll look for highs here today, mostly in the 30s and lower 40s across the region. High temperatures on Saturday will also be 30s and 40s for the most part. A few 50s will show up in the southwestern Corn Belt, though. And it looks like temperatures on Sunday will be a little bit colder, 20s and 30s in the north. We'll still see 30s and 40s occurring in southern areas, and that'll still be the rule probably on Monday as well. Our low temperatures at night are expected to fall back into teens and 20s quite often as we move forward through this next week or so. The majority of the temperatures will not be any colder than that until after we get to the end of next week, when I think we will see it start seeing some single digits and teens back across northern parts of the region. The south will be somewhat milder still. It'll take a lot longer for the colder air to work its way in those areas, and it'll be late next week before that can take place. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.